Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
So the Kristi Noem stuff isn't going away anytime soon. Dana Perino borrowed one of my great lines. It's okay. And Joe Biden is hemorrhaging support with black voters, Hispanic voters, as Donald Trump plans to assassinate drug kingpins. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. Glad you are here. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. So, according to a story out of Rolling Stone, and of course, Rolling Stone is the biggest, most, you know, fugazi magazine out there, but Donald Trump is planning to send in special forces to assassinate drug kingpins. Now, if he does that, that's awesome. I think that's great. I don't know if it's true, though, because I just don't believe anything that Rolling Stone magazine ever writes. Ever since that rape on campus article that they wrote years ago that was just disastrous and defamed all those kids and just completely was a lie. How they're still in business, I have no idea. But if it's true, great. Go take out the drug dealers. I think that could be amazing. Now, Mexico, you got to make sure they're okay with it. Otherwise, it could be viewed as an act of war, an invasion. So you got to get the buy-in of Mexico. But I have a feeling that won't be too hard to do as long as this president of Mexico isn't there, because that guy is bought and paid for by the cartels. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. The other thing is that the level of censorship that's coming out now regarding YouTube and Facebook and all of these other social media companies and what they did to silence you on social media is outrageous, what they were doing. It really is. It's truly outrageous. So I've got some details on that for you as well, and I'm going to share that with you. But there were nearly 130,000 illegal immigrants who were apprehended on the southern border in April, just in April. Now, this, of course, has led now Senator John Fetterperson, to come out and actually talk about this. He did an interview yesterday with Fox News, and we sat down with Brett Baer, and even he's acknowledging this is a problem now. Now, my theory on Fetterperson is that whether or not he's playing a long con or not is not the point. See, he's reflecting what he views as the thoughts of mainstream Pennsylvania voters. And that fact is not something you can just overlook. Listen, when you think about this border issue, this means that Fetterman's hearing about this. He's hearing about this from people that he's talking to. And this is what he said yesterday with Brett Baer. I hope to get him on the show. I would love to have him on the show. I want to ask him a lot of questions. We'll have a good interview, be a good exchange. I mean, I want to try to understand the mind of Federer person. My theory, by the way, is that he actually has come full circle on his political ideologies, but his wife, Giselle, would leave him in a heartbeat if he ever changed parties. I mean, she's already, apparently, according to news reports, angry as hell about his 180 on a lot of these issues. But that would be the end of it. And, you know, she's a little out of his league, I'm just saying. So maybe he's thinking to himself, I got to just... But his policy positions are certainly very in line with somebody who is much more of the Joe Manchin of the Democrat Party than it is of the whack jobs like AOC. And again, whether he's faking it or not, it's a reflection of those voters. Joe Manchin is trying to make sure that West Virginia voters like him because that's what they think. And John Fetterperson's doing the same in Pennsylvania. So this is what he said about the border, cut 15.
So what is it? Did you change in office or has the party changed?
No, I've always been that way. I mean, my wife was a former dreamer, and immigration, I think, is a superpower of our nation. I think it's helped made our nation very special. But I don't know why it was controversial that we have to have a secured border. And then when you start to examine some of the numbers that are showing up at the border, 270,000-300,000 people, and I would put that in the for perspective for Pennsylvania, that's the size of Pittsburgh a month. And it's like, how can you take care of them? How can you give them an American dream when that? And we need to get a hold of that. And that's why I said that after the deal came through, that I've wanted to get, I want to have that conversation, and I want to sign on more things as well. And, you know, in my primary, Title 42 wasn't controversial. All those kinds of things, it wasn't controversial. Those are the kinds of things to be addressed to that situation. And you can be very pro-immigration, but also we need a secure border and we need to respond to the circumstances.
A secure border. Imagine a Democrat saying that in this day and age. Now, there's a couple other things I wanted to mention regarding immigration. First of all, there's a story that 100,000 illegal immigrants are going to get Obamacare. And this is outrageous executive overreach. Outrageous. A fact sheet from the White House estimates that 100,000 illegal immigrants will receive benefits through Obamacare. Starting in November, DACA recipients can apply for coverage through healthcare.gov and state-based marketplaces where they may qualify for financial assistance to help them purchase quality health insurance. So now think about this now. Congress did not pass this law. This is, again, another executive branch decision where they just decide we've got all the power and we can do this ourselves and we're going to do this. And so they finalized this rule to give Obamacare to illegal immigrants who are part of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. They won't merely be able to use the Obamacare portal to shop, but will also be able to receive federal subsidies based on income, potentially qualifying for completely free health care. There's also no reason to feel confident that the government will be able to accurately verify income for this population. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think that this serves as a disincentive to people to come to this country illegally or an incentive for people to come to this country illegally? Which do you think it is? Like somebody sitting there thinking, you know, I got to pay a coyote, I got to cross the river, I got to do all these things and get there. And it's a lot of work. I don't know if I want to do it, but I'll get free health care for me and my family. Now, do you think that that is an incentive to them? Or do you think at that point they go, let's call the whole thing off? I'm not going to take the journey. I'm not going to take the perilous journey. What do you think? Now, there's another story about it, but part of this problem, this entire issue here is that we have an executive branch that does whatever the hell it wants. And it does this because it doesn't care. It doesn't care about Congress. It doesn't care about the legislature, nothing. That's why Trump's plan to deport nearly 20 million migrants from the United States is not something he's hiding. It's something that he's pushing for, something he's actively talking about. You're probably going to hear him talk about it Saturday in Wildwood. I would imagine so. I would imagine that he's going to bring it up in Wildwood Saturday at the rally, because Donald Trump is not hiding from this, and people, they're okay with it. They want to see this. They want to see people be deported. This should not be happening in our country. And then there's all the unintended consequences of this that people don't talk about, like this sanitation company. Fayette Janitorial Service was fined $650,000 for hiring children in slaughterhouses. That's right. The janitorial service was also ordered to change practices from the Labor Department when the Labor Department said that it led to the hiring of at least two dozen children in dangerous slaughterhouses and meat packing facilities. The company was found to have hired the children, some as young as 13, during overnight shifts that involved using corrosive materials to clean dangerous kill floor equipment at facilities in Sioux City, Iowa, and Accomack, Virginia. A temporary restraining order in February required the company to stop employing the children, and on Monday, it agreed in federal court to pay the fine, hire a third party to make sure no underage workers are employed in the future, and establish a program for reporting violations, according to documents filed in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Iowa. But here's the thing. In addition to this being a violation of the Fair Labor Standards Act, which makes it illegal to hire anyone under 18 for that kind of hazardous work, the kind of hazardous work that is often involved in meat and poultry slaughtering houses, processing, rendering, and packaging, that has not stopped thousands of migrant children from coming to the United States from Mexico and Central America to work dangerous jobs in places including meatpacking plants. The Department of Labor is determined to stop our nation's children from being exploited and endangered in jobs they should never have been near, said Christine Harry, a lawyer with the Labor Department. In 2024, we still find U.S. companies employing children in risky jobs, jeopardizing their safety for profit. You know, I know that the coverage of Kristi Noem shooting a puppy has gotten a lot of coverage, but I kind of think that maybe kids working in slaughterhouses around dead animals, since now all of a sudden we're all talking about dead animals, maybe that should be a bigger story. Maybe that should be something that the corporate media should want to seize on. And these kids are illegal immigrants, and we're talking about as many as 5,800 children. This investigation, they found as many as 5,800 children have been employed in violation of federal child labor laws. And, you know, when this story first broke originally several months ago about all these kids, the New York Times Magazine did this big profile on all these migrant children who were working and everything else. They got awarded the Pulitzer Prize for that investigative reporting, actually. It was a blip on the radar. It really was. It was a blip on the radar, even though it was in the New York Times, the far right wing conspiracy site known as the New York Times. I guess it's why the corporate media didn't really pay much attention to this. I mean, Joe Biden's border policies are enabling all these companies to hire these illegal immigrant kids and put them in dangerous situations. And because our immigration system is so freaking screwed up, we don't even know this is happening until people started making complaints. Like in one case, somebody called 911 because a kid got hurt at a Purdue facility. When a dispatcher asked a worker's age, the caller went silent and then responded, before the line went dead. When the call reconnected 30 seconds later, the dispatcher again asked the age of the injured employee and was told he was 19. Wasn't 19. Little Marcos was a kid. He missed a month of school and needed three surgeries, including skin grafts from his thigh to his arm and 6 months of physical therapy. A spokeswoman for Purdue Farm said in an email that the company had terminated its contract with this company, Fayette, and is now strengthening and screening and monitoring processes and blah, 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 blah. They're strengthening and streamlining all their processes. Kid basically lost his arm. This is Joe Biden's country. This is Joe Biden's America right now. And now, again, I'm going to ask you the question. Do you think it's an incentive or disincentive for people to know that they can get their kids working in illegal jobs, have that money being sent back home to Mexico or Guatemala or whatever, or just used for you know, daily living expenses if they make the trip across the border. They can get free health care. They can work these jobs. Kids under 18, 13 years old, 14 years old, working in these dangerous conditions. It's not just meatpacking plants. We've talked about this in the last couple months. It's been other industries as well, no doubt about it. But the question becomes, do you think that that is a disincentive for somebody to make the trek across the border? Or does that maybe motivate them to come? What do you think? All of these things are incentives, of course, to make the trek across the border. This administration does nothing to try to stop it. Nothing. Because as much as Joe Biden doesn't want to cross the pro-Hamas wing of the Democrat Party, those kooks, he also does not want to cross the open borders kooks in his own party either. He doesn't want to cross them. He doesn't want to do that because he knows that he needs these people. He needs these people. This is a Democrat Party that is insane. And so now they're putting out stories about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And the question, of course, is, are they trying to hurt Bobby Kennedy because they realize what a threat he is to Joe Biden, or because of they think he's a threat to Trump? Which is it? Which is it? Is the question. Now, I want to ask an opinion here, and this is I want to get your sense of this. Oh, he's on the ballot in Ohio now. Wow, that's a big deal. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is on the ballot in Ohio and Michigan, Delaware, but I don't think that's going to change much there. But Ohio and Michigan, Trump wins Ohio easy, I think. But Michigan is key. That's the state where Trump has to win that. And I think he beats Biden in Michigan. And Kennedy does not help Joe Biden. Kennedy hurts Joe Biden. He does not hurt Donald Trump because his running mate's a kook. His running mate is a far left kook. But this article, this story about this, what was it, Matt? There's a worm that ate his brain or something?
I don't understand. I guess he's claiming that there was a worm that ate part of his brain and doctors found it dead inside of his head.
I don't understand this. Ask you this question. I want to get an opinion here. Do you think that this tweet is inappropriate or not? Okay.
Okay.
This is, and again, I'm not endorsing this. I'm simply asking the question if this tweet is appropriate. This is from Congressman Mike Collins, who was a congressman in Georgia, who tweeted out the following. I can't even say this with a straight face. I'm going to go on the record and say this is inappropriate. This is inappropriate. I denounce this, all right?
I'm dying to hear what he said now.
Do you remember the scene in The Dark Knight where they say you either die a hero or you live long enough to become the villain? Do you remember that,
yes.
That quote?
Yeah, of
okay.
course.
Use that as context here.
Okay.
You either... I can't even read this on the air. You either die a Kennedy with a hole in the brain or live long enough to become a Kennedy with a hole in the brain.
Oh, my.
Now, do you think, is that appropriate or did he maybe cross the line there?
I think he probably shouldn't have tweeted that. That's an easy call.
Okay.
Yeah, that's bad. That's not something you put on social media.
What an idiot.
I mean, and most of the reactions, like our friend Tracy Beans, for example, I'm not really sure how you could post something like this and feel good at the same time. Johnny Z, our buddy, said, delete this, then shut down your account. I'm embarrassed to be a conservative. I mean, a lot of people are writing him and saying this is absolutely outrageous for him to say this. And honestly, I can't believe he – like I'm wondering if this is a parody account.
I just looked it up because I thought there's no way a member of Congress would be that stupid. And sure enough, not only is it from his actual account, it's verified, he hasn't deleted it either.
That's what I can't understand because so many people on our side of the aisle are writing and saying, this is disgusting. This is inappropriate. But I thought this had to be, when I first saw this, I thought this was a joke. I thought this was a parody account. This was a joke, something like that. And then I saw it was a member of Congress, a Republican. And I went, Wait a second here. So no, I'm totally denouncing this. I want everybody to understand. But I'm laughing at the fact that I guess a congressman could think this is okay to tweet out and then keep it up an hour. He put it out at 2:01 p.m. It's got 1.4 million views. Nobody is being kind to him who are conservatives. I mean, I'm telling you right now, people are just saying this is wrong.
There's almost 6,000 comments on this tweet, and basically none of them are in agreement with what he said.
You either die a Kennedy with a hole in the brain or live long enough to become a Kennedy with a hole in the brain.
Maybe he's working on like a stand-up bit. Maybe he's going to like the Laugh Factory this weekend and just wanted some feedback, so he tweeted it out. So
yeah,
I'm working on this bit here.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so that's a fair point. I'm not a cancel culture guy, so if a comedian made that joke at a comedy club, I'd be like, ooh, ow, but you go, all right, he's a comedian. This is a congressman.
Yeah.
So there's 2 points here. Number one, that could be a funny joke if it's told by the right comedian in the right context with the right tone and everything else. And then, you know, the audience goes, you know, I mean, that if it's handled correctly, that kind of shock humor could be funny if it's told at, say, Parks Casino for comedy night. But the dude's a member of Congress. So this is where I go, I'm not so sure. Maybe you're the right vehicle for putting that out there.
He tweeted it from his congressional account, too. It wasn't
right.
Even his private account.
Okay, so now what's the prediction? Do you think the prediction is he comes out and says his account was hacked?
No.
I think he's got to live with it now because he's 2 hours in.
You got to stand on business now.
No, you got to come out and say, my account was hacked. You got to pull a Joy Reid. Remember when Joy Reid got in trouble? All the anti-gay stuff she wrote? How she would see two men kissing and she thought it was disgusting and all that. And she first came out when it all came out. She said, my account was hacked, which was a lie. That was a fugazi. But that was her first reaction. Oh, somebody hacked my account and wrote all this homophobic stuff. I think this congressman's going to have to go down that road.
If he does it, he's got to do like the free PS5 tweet. You ever seen one of those?
No, what's that?
When people's accounts get hacked. It was a thing about a year or two ago, but basically I'd say like, hey, everybody, I'm giving away 5 free PS5s to the first, you know, however many 5 people that like, comment, subscribe, and DM me, you know, whatever.
Mm.
So now when people, you know, have a tweet like that, like a bad tweet, they'll tweet that out as like a joke, as to say like, probably shouldn't have said that. So that's what he has to do now, and I think all will be forgiven.
Or was this a staff member? Was this an intern, a disgruntled staff member? See, that's probably what I'm thinking. I'm thinking possibly now this could have been somebody on his team who turned around and said, you know what? I'm going to say I'm out the door moment.
Actually, you got me thinking on that. Maybe it's not an out the door moment, but maybe he thought of that tweet to tweet out on his own personal account and was still logged into the, you know, the congressman's account. And he sent that tweet out, you know, and hit send. And then as soon as he hit send, he went, oh, no.
Yeah, but then you take it down.
I know, but that's the thing. You can't. I bet they're, like, doing damage control right now. Like, ooh, what do? We can't just delete it.
I've got bad news, Rich. He can't use your hacked excuse because I'm skimming through his feed right now. He's tweeted, let's see, he's tweeted a couple of times since that Kennedy post. And
really?
They're all, yeah, they're normal tweets.
Oh, then I don't think he cares.
No, yeah. He's just living with it for some reason. Nah.
Well, then you got to own it. You know, it's like shooting a dog. You got to own it and say the dog was Cujo. You got to just double down. You got to double down and be like, what? What'd I say?
That's not going well for her either.
I don't know. I mean, I've done crisis communications, and I've helped a lot of politicians in situations like this. So whenever something like this happens, I'm just amazed. I'm amazed by it that these kind of mistakes are made. It seems so obvious to me. Like, if I was a congressman, I wouldn't make a joke about JFK getting assassinated. I'm not saying it's too soon, but at 75 years, it's just more about, you know, like, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, poor taste.
Like I said, if it's a comedian doing it at a comedy club, then I'm probably going to laugh at that joke. I'm probably going to find that joke funny. Distasteful, but funny. But I like that kind of humor. I like humor that's edgy.
I like to picture someone with like a good Alfred impression doing that because he's the one who says that quote.
Yeah, I mean, but it's congressman. You go, not right. I'm not so sure that was the best move. Anyway, so, all right, well, we'll see what if he responds at all to that, but I thought I'd bring that to your attention today. And again, I denounce it when it comes from a congressman. It comes from a comedian, and then that's different. But my friend just said, wow, what was he thinking? I can't find an angle that makes that acceptable for a publicly elected official. And that friend of mine who said that is in no way a cancel culture person. So it's just not going over well. I don't know. I mean, but because, actually, you know what I just realized? I mean, is he talking about JFK or is he talking about Bobby's father?
Probably both.
Yeah. See, I was thinking JFK, but no, I mean, Robert Kennedy Jr.'s father was assassinated, but did Sirhan shoot him in the, well, he didn't kill him. That was a conspiracy as well, but it was the head?
Yeah, back of the head, yeah.
Yeah. That's also BS. He didn't do that. No way. That's another setup.
What?
Sirhan, you think he killed Robert F. Kennedy?
Yeah.
No way.
What?
DeSantis, what? Get out of here. No
way.
Who
do you think did it? Martians?
Not Martians, but probably the CIA. Like, they killed Jack.
I don't think the CIA killed either one of them.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'm going to get Gerald Posner on. What's that?
So you got pigeon crud in your eyes there?
Listen, when Gerald Posner, and I love Gerald Posner, he wrote the book Case Closed about the assassination of Kennedy, and he wrote this whole book, and he proves, according to him, that it was Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone, single gunman. But I love Gerald Posner, and I've told him this many times. I want to have him in studio, and I want to debate him on this. And I'll bring up all the other conspiracy theories out there. I think it'd be fun. I think we could do that doing an hour YouTube thing.
That would be great. I would actually love to hear that conversation. I agree with Gerald, though. He almost won a Pulitzer Prize, I think, for that.
Yeah, trip. I mean, and every year on the Kennedy, the anniversary of JFK's assassination, he goes on Twitter and starts responding to all of the people that still assert that it was a conspiracy. And he has an answer for almost everything possible. But I think it would be a great conversation to have. I think it'd be a lot of fun, if nothing else. But I'm curious to find out what his thoughts are on Sirhan, because there's credible questions around that assassination as well. But regardless, I think now that I'm realizing the tweet, even more appropriate because he's talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s dad getting shot in the head. I forgot about that fact. I was just thinking JFK.
Yeah.
So
bad tweet.
Yeah, that's doubly bad tweet. Oof. From a congressman. Again, it's a comedian. I don't know. Sometimes I just wonder if people, do you stop and think sometimes and maybe just take a breath and go, is this a good idea? Hit that button, you know, just maybe take a pause. One of the rules I employ in life is that if there's something you want to say after you've been drinking on social media, if it's still a good idea in the morning, then wait till the morning. You know what I mean? This is something that I've realized over the years. One of those things that I've come to do. When you think about texting somebody who's like an ex, or you think about texting somebody who's your boss and saying something nasty, in the moment, ask yourself, if this is so good, what I'm saying here, it'll still be good tomorrow morning, so I'm going to sleep on it and get a different perspective. I feel like this congressman should have probably employed that theory. Like, if I think this tweet about Kennedy's hole in the head is still a good idea in the morning, I'll tweet it out. And after a good night's sleep, maybe he would have thought differently about it. You know what I'm saying? That's my take on it.
Yeah.
It's my wisdom. I got to take a break. Henry's yelling at me. All right. 855-839-1210. This is the big story of the day, though, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VenariaDental.com. VanariA. VenariaDental.com. Two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike Venaria. VenariaDental.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with MyBlinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
The crybabies at Princeton are on a hunger strike. They've gone hours without eating. Hours. How are they surviving? Hours and hours without eating. And of course, they are complaining, as you can imagine. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Just got to close the loop on the border thing. Today, Republicans came out with a bill to ban non-citizens from voting. I don't know if you know this or not, but in places like New Jersey, for example, Newark, New Jersey, and other places, they are trying to push to allow illegal immigrants to be able to vote in school board elections. They're already trying to lower the age to vote in those elections to 16. And in San Francisco and other places around the country, they want to allow illegal immigrants to vote in municipal elections. That's how they begin. They start by doing municipal elections, school board elections, the stuff that nobody really thinks about or cares about. And then they get them voting for federal elections as well. And that's the Democrat plan. That's what Joe Biden said it yesterday. He slipped when he said all these people coming here, these people coming here, these voters. I mean, future citizens. I mean, it's what the entire open borders, illegal immigration thing is all about. It's about getting people here to vote illegally. Here's a little bit from the press conference that came out today. The Republicans who were calling on this now to ban non-citizens from voting. Take a listen.
Johnson are announcing a voter registration bill called the SAVE Act. They say it is designed to protect election integrity. It would be in place to amend a federal law to require proof of U.S. citizenship in order to register to vote in federal elections. We will monitor this and bring you any news out of it. The fact it's happening is big news on the Hill right now.
The problem, though, is that the jurisdiction here is only on the federal level, so they can only deal with this in federal elections. Congress, U.S. Senate, and the president. But this is a move by the left to enable non-citizens, aka illegal immigrants, to be able to vote in elections so that it becomes the norm. It becomes normal. Remember, the left always has their patterns of doing things. They start out by saying, well, we're never going to get to that point. Remember, I can remember, I don't know, how many years ago was it that when the gay marriage debate was raging in America, and one of the things people would bring up is, next thing you know, you're going to start talking about kids getting transgender surgeries and that sort of thing. People are like, stop it, stop it, stop it. There always has to be a next cause for something. And the left never stops. So that's why, yeah, now the civil rights cause of our day is allowing 13-year-old girls to chop their boobies off and, you know, for young boys to have their Johnsons removed. That's a civil rights cause now. Because the country came around to gay marriage and said, yeah, we don't care. You know, love is love is love. Marry who you want, whatever. But it never stops. And every time somebody says, well, you know, this could open the door to that, immediately people scream and go, that's crazy. Shut up. That would never happen. But I clearly remember those debates back then. You probably remember that, too. And look where the left is now, demanding that not only should little kids get these surgeries and these drugs, but that you should pay for them. So you start with giving amnesty to illegal immigrants. And then you go, well, next thing you know, we're going to have to start paying for their health care. And they go, ah, stop it. That would never happen. Now we're paying for their health care. Then you start with this whole idea of, well, we're going to let illegal immigrants vote, but only in school board elections and only in their towns, because, you know, they have a stake in these matters, but only there. And someone's going to turn around and go, well, then they're going to start voting in federal elections and go, stop it. They would never go that far. We would never go that far. There's always another thing that they're lobbying for. I'm shocked that there is not more of a movement on the left to allow polygamy as a law, as a policy. Throuples and also polyamorous marriages. And I'm shocked by that, because I actually made that prediction years ago. And it's one of the predictions that has not come true yet. But when the Supreme Court ruled in the same-sex marriage case, which, again, I have no problem with it. In fact, I think the government should stay the hell out of marriage. It's a states' rights issue in the first place. And also, really, the government has no place being in the marriage business. But it's really a contract between two adults, either a religious contract or, from the purposes of the state, a legal contract. But I said when the Supreme Court used this interpretation of the 14th Amendment at the time, which was never passed, never ratified into the Constitution, have anything to do with marriage, gay, straight, or otherwise, when they did this, they opened a door here. And I said, I'll wait until the left starts screaming about, what about the three people that love each other? You know, when the three people that love each other want to get married legally. I'm sure it's probably happening somewhere, actually. There's probably a movement for that. With all the pronouns and everything else, what happens when they them falls in love with they them, and now you've got three, four people who all want to be in a union? Do you just stop at two? I don't know. I mean, that's I have no idea what the next fight will be, but it's always going to be something that will be used to divide and conquer, because that's what they do all the time. And this issue of voting by illegal immigrants, they always start on the smallest level possible, and then they keep expanding it. They keep expanding it out. So this bill to ban illegal immigrants from voting in federal elections sounds like a no-brainer. But remember something, though. They use illegal immigrants to apportion seats in the House of Representatives. So let's say you've got a bunch of illegal immigrants living in a certain city or town or whatever. They count them towards that congressional seat. They don't turn around and go, well, you're not a citizen, so we're not counting you. So that means then you're going to get more members of the House of Representatives because you have more illegal immigrants in your state. That's how the blue states will gain more power in Congress, because they'll get more seats in the House. And then the red states that don't want to take in illegal immigrants, with the exception of Texas, which has no choice, then they won't be getting new seats in the House. They'll be stuck with the ones they have. This is also part of their long-term plan to take over America. And of course, as part of this, they have to have their pro-Palestinian craziness and the hunger strikes as well that's happening. So as far as the campus craziness that you see, rainbow-haired unicorns for Hamas, because Hamas loves the LGBTQ+IA, every letter of the alphabet movement. Hamas loves them. You've got people at Princeton now who are engaging in a hunger strike. Here's a pro-Palestinian protester at Princeton who says she's literally shaking because she's starving and uncompromised. Now, I have the video here in my formerly pangolin-stained fingers, and I'm watching this, and I can tell you, and I don't want to fat shame here, but this woman could go easily a week without eating. A week without eating. A minimum. Maybe longer. In fact, it would be good for those jeans she's wearing. Let me give you some context here. This is radio. The jeans she's wearing looks like any minute the button on the pair of jeans is going to fly out and hit somebody in the head and kill them. Do you see the pressure that's being put on those jeans?
They're a little small for her, I agree.
Imagine taking 10 pounds of bologna and putting it in a 5-pound Ziploc bag. If I can give you that analogy. All right? And again, I'm not trying to fat shame. I'm not. It's not my goal here. I would never do that. I'm a very kind person. And I was a chubby kid. I had to wear the Husky jeans. I wore the Wrangler jeans. I was a chubby kid. So I get it. But my jeans, one time, button flew off, hit somebody in the head and killed them. True story. No joke. Got that death on my hands for the rest of my life. So just those jeans are under a lot of pressure is what I'm saying. So here's this woman now who's literally on the verge of dying because they haven't eaten since breakfast, I think. Take a listen. It's her birthday. Can somebody bring her a birthday cake and just see how long she can go without eating it? Would somebody do that for me? Can somebody in the Zioli army run over and bring her a cupcake with a candle and say happy birthday and see if she can resist? Is that cruel? Is that mean? Am I being cruel right now?
I think it's a nice gesture.
Yeah, it's a very nice gesture. I'm trying to be polite. Sid said he wanted to send them over some pizzas. I think it was Sid who said that. Can you imagine if a bunch of pizzas showed up right now with all these, like that woman would run over to that box. Her big hunger strike that's been going on for 4 hours right now goes right out the window. You show up with a Carvel ice cream cake for her birthday, Fudgy the Whale or whatnot, she's going to lose it. It's her birthday. I'm just pointing that out. And I hope she can endure the hours of not eating. We used to call that, when you went 12 hours without eating, we used to call that sleeping. Now it's a hunger strike.
I didn't have a chance to eat lunch or breakfast today, so I guess I am on a hunger strike as well.
Yeah. It would take, I'm just going to say this again, I'm not fat shaming, but it would take 40 days of not eating for her to be in any physical danger where she'd have to worry about, what did she say, that they were abusing her or something like that, physically abusing her?
Yeah.
She's immunocompromised. She can go a minimum. Like if she got dropped in the desert, she could go minimum 40 days without eating. She'd need water, obviously, but she could go easy 40 days.
You're saying she'd last the longest on the desert island after like a plane crash?
Without question. But let's test this theory. Go over and send her a birthday pizza and a birthday Fudgy the Whale cake from Carvel and see if she goes for it. Then we'll know how dedicated to the cause she is, okay? How dedicated to the cause she is. That's what I want to know. All right, keep going with this woman, please.
In Gaza. Woo! No matter how physically weak we may be, united we have never been stronger. Our resolve has never been stronger.
I'd love to see the pizza show up. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. We got a lot to get to. We are just getting warmed up here. I do want to mention that Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill is having their amazing renovation special going on. So go see them. They have really spectacular savings for you. Renovations are never easy, and the road, Route 70, they're working on that as well. And because of the inconvenience, Judith Krupnik is doubling down on their already aggressive incentives to get you into the perfect Volvo. Plus, if you're a Costco member, you're going to get an additional $1,000 off a new Volvo. That's great. And they have an amazing selection of new, certified pre-owned Volvos to choose from, including the S-Class, which is made right at their plant in South Carolina, American Jobs. The XC90, the third row SUV that Bridget drives. Get the kids safe and sound to the shore this summer. Whatever it is, you'll have a great experience because Judith, Yosef, and the entire team are dedicated to your satisfaction. And because renovations are a little bit inconvenient, with the spring sales and the other incentives and the Costco $1,000 off, you're going to find this is the best time to visit Cherry Hill Volvo. You still get the same great experience. And don't forget, we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios. They got the studio naming rights in this day and age of cancel culture. So go see them today. They're the closest Volvo dealership right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill and the only Volvo dealership that stands with us at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
All right, Scioli Army, President Trump has called us up. It's time to storm the beaches of Wildwood. Actually, to watch the rally with me at Mulligan Shore Bar in Wildwood, New Jersey. It's going to be an incredible day this Saturday, May 11th. Mulligan Shore Bar is the place to be for this incredible event, the return of President Trump. We'll have great food, spirits, live entertainment. So join me this Saturday, Mulligan Shore Bar in Wildwood, New Jersey. I'll be there 5 to 7 p.m. For more details, visit the WPHD event page on Facebook. See you there.
It seems like just yesterday when I captured my son's first steps or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over a million families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their old home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget. Legacy Box is offering a 60% discount. Order yours today and take advantage of our best Mother's Day sale ever. Visit legacybox.com/value. And for a limited time, get an incredible 60% off your order. That's legacybox.com/value for 60% off. Legacybox.com/value.
Hello, Saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo's savings options. Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
You know, this is the absolute worst time of year to be dealing with joint pain because the weather is breaking. Everybody's getting out today, whether it's golfing, going out, jogging, working out. And that joint pain is keeping you from doing everything you love to do. Am I right here? If you're tired of those achy joints, I want you to call my friends at QC Kinetics before you ever agree to things like surgery or steroids or medications. Patrick loves to golf like our own Nick Kale, although Patrick definitely wears his sunscreen. Patrick couldn't even walk because of that horrible knee pain. But after his QC Kinetics regenerative treatments for his knees, Patrick is back and has the best handicap he's seen in 15 years. How does that sound? I'd love to be talking about your story next, where you were able to get lasting relief, no downtime. Don't wait to call QC Kinetics 215-999-3000. Get that free consultation, 215-999-3000. Make sure you tell them Dawn sent you.
She's your mom. She'll love any gift you give her. But what she deserves is something truly special. Like 20% off fully installed countertops and a free stainless steel sink. Starting at $1,999 right now at the Colonial Marble and Granite Mother's Day Sale. But hurry, mom's love is eternal. But the Colonial Mother's Day Sale ends on May 13th. Restrictions apply. See colonialmarble.net for details. That's colonialmarble.net.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Free speech lives here.
Dark in the city, night is on wire. Steam in the subway, up is on fire. A sign and catch my breathing even closer behind. In touch with the ground, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Smell like a sound, I'm lost in a crowd, and I'm hungry like the wolf.
Snake, that's the question. Like the governor of the Lesser Dakota, Doug Burgum. Yes, Dana Perino used my line last night on Gutfeld, and it's okay. If it was anybody else, I'd be upset, but since it's Dana, I will give her a pass. But she did use my lesser line, which I have been using for years to describe Chris Cuomo as the lesser Cuomo, and we've used the lesser in other contexts as well. But I really do believe it is copyright by the Zioli Army, the lesser. The lesser this, the lesser that. And Dana knows that. And like I said, if it was anyone else, I'd be upset. It's Dana. It's okay. She gets a pass in my book. But here's a little bit. Well, at 5 o'clock, I'll share with you a little bit of the skit they did on Gutfeld last night because Kristi Noem canceled her interview. And it was very funny what they did. But there's a message. There's a lesson here in politics. There's a lesson, which I want to emphasize with you. And then the other thing that is amazing is Lawrence O'Donnell might be the craziest human being on the planet. He basically drools over Stormy Daniels. You have to hear some of the reaction to the Stormy Daniels day in court yesterday. This, the graphic details that she shared that had absolutely no bearing on the case whatsoever, and the judge should have declared it a mistrial. And the only reason why he didn't, as I told you earlier in the show, is because the judge, his daughter, is working and raising money for Democrats and using the trial as a way to raise money. And like all Democrat fundraisers, she's getting a VIG. She gets a VIG. She gets a percentage of whatever she raises. So there's a clear conflict of interest here with Judge Merchan's daughter, who is a Democrat fundraiser for big names and big organizations, including the DNC and the Senate Victory PAC. They've raised over $100 million and probably higher than that since the article was written back in March. She gets a couple percentage points of that. That's a lot of cash. So now think about it. That judge hears all the salacious details from Stormy Daniels, not relevant to the case whatsoever. The judge even says, I wish I did not have that said in my courtroom. This should not have been said in the courtroom. The prosecutors coached Stormy Daniels. They had her say this graphic stuff about Trump to humiliate him, to try to embarrass him. The judge allowed it to happen and then did not rule it as a mistrial. And this conflict with his daughter is something that President Trump should be allowed to talk about, but he's not allowed to talk about it because of the gag order. All right, I've got a lot more details for you on this. We got 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead coming up for you. Don't forget the rally this Saturday in Wildwood at Mulligan's Shore Bar. I'll be there at 5 o'clock. We'll watch the Trump rally together. If you're not going to the rally, then join us at Mulligan's. This coming Saturday, Mulligan's Shore Bar in Wildwood. We'll be right back.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.